thanks so much for joining. This is Smart City Policy Stories. My name is Matt Curtis, and we're bringing you issues and discussions for local leaders around the United States, talking about the things that can help communities grow well. And we're really excited about today because we get to be having this discussion with Rochelle Haynes. She's the managing director at What Works Cities. It was launched by Bloomberg Philanthropies. It's an initiative under Results for America. They bring so much in terms of resources and data that's needed for not just the United States, but for all the Americas. And they've been helping local leaders and communities grow so effectively. Rochelle, how are you?
I'm well, Matt. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm just great. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing at What Works Cities.
Absolutely. So What Works Cities is an international standard on what it means to be good, well-managed local government. We are working with cities in North, Central, and South America to build what we call a strong data foundation so that they can address the challenges of the day. When you think of challenges of the day, think of things like homelessness, climate change, how to increase economic mobility opportunities for their residents. And we're doing that by offering like free capacity building assistance, as well as a network of over 200 cities for cities to connect with to be able to share best practices.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I mean, cities really grow by learning best practices from each other. And we all grow being resourced by data, right? I mean, so many of us historically are always battling the challenge of anecdote versus data. And you guys are really helping bring that together. Are you seeing, communities connect more and more than before? I mean, obviously, the digital age has helped us to connect better. But are you seeing that happen?
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why in 2022, the program decided to open beyond just the U.S. and to include all of North America, Central and South America, is because we realized the challenges that are happening in the U.S. and the way that cities were being innovative in their approach to addressing the challenges of the day or being able to engage their residents was actually a global conversation. And there was a lot that cities could learn from one another. And that's what's also just attracted me to this role and working here, was being able to take lessons learned here in the U.S. and blow them out globally and to be able to really connect with cities and get innovative and creative. But also, I think what's important is for city leaders love to connect with one another. I'm finding more and more that our mayors, our senior leaders are talking about how lonely it is sometimes to be in these positions and to have the requirement of being able to think creatively and innovatively and be efficient, sometimes with tight budget times. And it's like, how do I do all of this? And having a space where they can regularly connect directly with one another has been really a hallmark of our program. And we find that that's what's one of the main draws of the certification program, is the ability to connect.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. Even when I travel internationally, one of the things that becomes clear is that you're talking to a local leader who only just got elected. So they don't always have that institutional knowledge, and you're really providing that institutional data research and resource and knowledge. And that makes life so much easier for them. And of course, you know, we're so dependent on our professional public servants, people from the city management universe and all the city staff who do such a great job for us. But at the same time, they move around. And so, city managers or staff, as you know, move from town to town. So being able to not just maintain that institutional knowledge, but also what are the learning as they grow? So it's such a fascinating thing that you get to see. You're seeing growth of dealing with all these issues. Right now, do you find more and more communities are kind of talking about how to adjust and deal with things like AI, emerging technologies, but at the same time, those core issues, whether homelessness or infrastructure, is there one big issue or two that you're talking about more often?
Absolutely. So within our network, we're talking about all of it, from how to be efficient with your government resources and dollars that you have, as well as how to be innovative and address challenges. I think the hottest topic of the day is AI. I think every city in our network is talking about it. And what I love about the conversation on AI is that I think this is one of the few times that local government, I think, is at the forefront of this revolution. I think sometimes government is behind the technology revolutions. And right now I'm hearing my local leaders are leaning in. They're creating policies for their staff on how to use AI in their daily operations. They're using AI to engage with their residents in creative ways. So democratizing how you can connect with your city government. And they're also thinking about things of like, how can AI help us think through how to be innovative and be smart cities? And so I have cities that are rolling out policies. I have cities that are testing out AI. And more than anything, what's exciting is they're sharing that information with one another. And so that by far, I would say, is the hottest topic right now is AI. It's from the governance to the actual practice of it. And we have cities at all different points on that journey. I have cities that are still hesitant to use it and are in learning phase. And I have cities like San Jose, California, where I'll be later this week, being able to participate in a conference, that are just leading all the way in, and they have guidance for their staff. They're using it with their city operations. And they actually started a coalition called the Gov AI Coalition to actually bring local leaders together across the country to talk about AI. And so that is by far the hottest topic.
It's got to be neat for you. I mean, cities really are the laboratory for so much of these discussions. And, you know, every now and then you might hear people, you know, they're unhappy about the things that are going on in their community. But, you know, sometimes just your trash didn't get picked up. And so you want to gripe about a city. But in truth, what we have seen is the growth of cities as being this place where the great things in the world are happening. And this is just one example. And it's so interesting to hear that those California cities are starting with, you know, grabbing AI. And, you know, you see North Carolina or South Carolina doing things. Different communities going to take on an issue, or different networks of communities coming together. And you're at the, you know, kind of at the nexus of all of this. You guys are helping convene these discussions and provide the resources. So if a local leader, you know, wanted to connect with you, is there a way to do that? And is, you know, what would you say would be a great benefit of connecting with you and with What Works Cities?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, What Works Cities, we are a resource. And I can't stress enough that we are a free resource for cities and local leaders. And the reason you want to connect with us is we can help you benchmark. When you're coming, whether you're brand new or you've been in office for a while, you always need to do a good benchmarking analysis to see, how are we actually performing? Are we actually executing on our priorities and goals in the way that we desire to? Are we getting the desired outcomes for our residents? Are residents experiencing our city in the way that we think that they want, we want them to, or the way that we've designed them to? And I think what's important is we are that benchmark for city leaders on, how are you doing? We call it your data health checkup, because at the root of being innovative, at the root be addressing challenges, is you need a strong data foundation. You need good performance management and metrics to be able to see, are you actually executing? And so with local leaders, I say, come to us, let us be your resource for your benchmarking. Let us help you develop your strategic plans. And more importantly, let us be the resource you use to build your staff capacity, because we actually offer free technical assistance on things like contracting and budgeting and evaluations and how to manage data. And that's where I think it's an invaluable resource to cities, because now not only are we helping local leaders with their vision and execution, but we're helping staff build their capacity so this work is sustainable throughout administrations. And so local leaders should look us up. They should take our assessment to get started and visit our website.
You know, so here we have, I think, 23,000 local governments in America. I've always said that. I hope that's right. I've been quoted on that one over 15 years a lot. So I hope it's 23,000, but I think it's 23,000 local governments. And then you add in Canada, you know, Central and South America. It's got to be really fascinating that suddenly now, you know, if you're like me, you're a person who thought, oh, you know, I'll see some different communities around the world and talk about different communities. Now you're probably talking to local leaders in places you never thought you would even go to. Has there been one community that has really sparked your interest where you say, wow, that, it, you know, that's a part of the world I maybe never really heard of or never knew much about, and look at what they're doing, and they're doing neat things? Is there any, been anything that captured your attention?
Absolutely. So I will say I started my career domestically and thought that would be it. I started doing affordable housing development here in New York City, and that grew to social services. And what was fascinating to me, even before I joined Results for America, was these were global conversations. So when I was at Rockefeller Foundation, these were global conversations about how to deal with things like climate change and be proactive about it. And I continued to want to do that work. And with What Works Cities, I think it has been, to your point, fascinating to travel the world and meet with leaders. Where it's been exciting and creative is, I think, our work in Latin America, I think, has really stood out to us. And the reason it stood out is that I think we really meet the moment there where there is just this hunger for resources on data management, on a how to, you know, performance management. They're there already, but it was like, what's the thing that's going to be the catalyst to take some of these initiatives to the next level? And we've met that moment. And so the conversations in Latin America have been deeply exciting. I think they're doing some innovative work on also addressing like social programs and dealing with inequities. I think that's been really exciting to me, as well as use of AI. I think that folks might be surprised that some of our Latin American cities are far advanced around and have things like chatbots where folks are typing in their inquiries about city services and getting a response back, and it's all AI generated. And so those conversations, I think, have been exciting. I won't call out any particular place, but I'd say in general, I've been super excited about the work in Latin America and explosion. I think in 2 years, we've already certified 17 cities in Latin America. Absolutely. 17 cities in 2 years. Over 80 cities are represented in our network from Latin America alone. And we just already have cities that are seeking to like level up with our program. So we have three tiers, silver, gold, and platinum. And I've already seen movement from cities that certified in 2022 that are ready to level up. And so they are doubled down. And I think that's been really exciting. And there's going to be some really good leadership moments and sharing, I think, as we continue to bring our cities together.
And tell us a little bit about the certification program. Is it a long program?
Sure. So the certification program starts with an assessment. And in that assessment, you basically benchmark practices on 8 foundational practices that we developed with leading experts in the field of data innovation on what it means to be good, well-managed local government. So think of things like your data management system. Are you designing evaluations in a way that drives out outcomes and really taking a look at your programs? What does your contracts look like? Are you giving contracts to the same vendors because you know them really well? Or are they actually getting the desired outcomes, right? What does performance-based budgeting look like? So we're really helping cities think through the core components. They do that assessment with us. And then once they do that assessment with us, we say you're on your path towards certification. And so my team will go in and basically design a roadmap for cities to say, here's where you're excelling and this is great. And then we give you specific tools and tips and resources on where you can continue to improve and build your practices. And then over a series of time, cities are able to like continue their practices and then hit the certification threshold. It ranges in terms of time as well as commitment that cities are able to make. I've had cities certify in 3 to 6 months, and I've had cities that have taken 2 years. It's all about capacity of cities, but we want to work with cities at any point on their journey. You do not have to have your data practices already in place to join us. We actually want to get in there and help you when you're setting the foundation.
Well, what's so amazing about that is it's really curated for the local community. And so, you know, each community has their own kind of unique nuance to issues. And so you're curating it to them. And then that keyword that you mentioned there was, capacity. Then they also have their own, you know, kind of internal capacity problems. You know, the question that I was asking about, you know, sparking your interest about places to go or being fascinated by new communities. And I think about places I've never been, but I'm so excited to go to a Cartagena or a Lima or a Quito. And then you meet all some of those local leaders who do come up here from time to time to North America, for an International City Management Association conference or some other similar thing. And you hear that they are facing the exact same problems that we're facing here. And not with much variety. My favorite example of that, unfortunately, is out of your target area, but my family lives on the west coast of Ireland, a very rural, desolate west coast of Ireland, and in County Mayo. And not far, literally a stone's throw from President Biden's family, and literally a stone's throw. You can see their where their family's from. And yet that small town that's near there, about 5,000 or 6,000 people, Ballinan, Ireland, they are facing issues related to affordable housing, homelessness, trying to address AI, and on and on. And it's fascinating to know that so many communities are really just struggling with those same issues. But it's this network of best practices and model examples and all the data services that you're providing that is going to help them. So, Rochelle, people knowing that they're able to curate a program by working with you, something that will work for their communities, is probably going to be something that resonates well with them. I'm sure that you're out on the kind of conference circuit where people are getting together. What I love about those conferences, by the way, is I always tell people, I go, they're not your typical vendor booth discussions. These are policy eggheads getting together and hearing and trying to make good things happen. So they could find you in person, maybe out there at some of these conferences that so many government, local government groups are going to.
Absolutely. So they should look for What Works Cities on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are also on LinkedIn, and follow us. My team does an amazing job of making sure to promote my conferences. So I am on the conference circuit. I will be speaking later this week, actually, at the GovAI Coalition Summit, moderating a panel on practical uses of AI in communities that'll feature some cities out in California, as well as two of our certified cities, Tempe, Arizona, as well as Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so, yes, please look us up. We're at various conferences, National League of Cities. We're at the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Conference in Canada. We've attended, I'm probably going to forget a few here, but definitely follow us and connect with us. And I think, and most importantly, think of us as a go-to resource. You are not in this alone. We are here to support you with the capacity building assistance, but we're also here to support you, to connect you with peers who are doing this work, so you don't have to start from scratch. We can lovingly borrow from one another because we all have the same goal, which is improving the lives of residents.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, Chattanooga, that's a town I've been hearing about for 10 or 12 years, and I have got to see what they're doing. There's a lot of buzz on that town, as there is on Tempe and a lot of the other communities you spoke about. Hey, Rochelle Haynes, thank you so much for joining us. For everybody listening, Rochelle is the managing director at What Works Cities. It was launched by Bloomberg Philanthropies. It's an initiative under Results for America. They're doing great work there. Look them up, follow them on social media. And Rochelle, I'm sure they can find you through a website portal as well, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for what you guys do for local governments throughout the United States, North and South America.
Thank you.